summer feeling. When there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it. When the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you. When you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you. When you say what you will and they still adore you. Is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings and all the dust is kicking up. And you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
You'll throw away everything for it.
Summer feeling.
You'll throw away everything for it. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just comes haunting. And that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling,
you're gonna want this feeling inside
feeling
one more time.
Testing, testing.
I'm not out of breath, I swear. Despite what it may sound like.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
This is Oz and Ends. I'm Eli.
And I'm Silas.
And you're what? Sorry, you're watching. you're listening watching. To 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
And you're watching Netflix.
Yeah. Presented by... We're back.
We're sponsored by Netflix as a joke.
Yeah.
Netflix is a joke show.
That'd be awesome. Do you think they do sponsors?
Imagine if we did a live show for Netflix and it is a joke.
Be pretty good. We might get some traction.
Is that just what their comedy department is called?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I kind of appreciate it a little bit. They should... Like, now they can't separate themselves from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very identifiable. It just doesn't sound... It sounds like a... It doesn't sound like a brand. You
right,
know what
like,
I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. Yeah. Anyway, this is not a joke. This is not a drill. We're back.
WMFO is not a joke. That's our new festival.
It's really good. They really need to be steadfast about that.
It's pretty good.
You didn't even really get to hear the first song, but... It was
that summer
I'm
feeling.
I'm kind of getting that summer feeling.
It's kind of got... When you look outside, the sun is shining, and the weather app says 80 degrees, you get that summer feeling.
When you're outside playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Outside playing Ultimate
Frisbee.
On a Monday
evening.
I got mansplained, despite me clearly being... Okay, I don't want to make this... I clearly knew what I was doing.
Right.
And this guy tried to teach me how to force.
What's that?
After I was already forcing. It's where... You're playing defense on the person holding the frisbee, and you guard one side so that they have to throw the other way.
Okay.
So I was doing that, and he was like,
so
nice,
like
nice. And then
I
went to another guy that was like on the line, and he was like, do the same thing, do the same thing. And I was like, what, like flick? Like, okay, I'm throwing out too many terms. anyways, and then after the point, he was like, do you want me to explain what I was trying to say to you? I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And he was like, so when, you know, the opponent has the disc, we want to make them make the bad throw. And I was like, right?
Yeah.
He was explaining to me what this, like, basic concept is that I was doing.
Right.
And he, like, had commended me for.
Little did he know that you were the captain of your high school team.
Little did he know we were third in the state.
That's crazy.
In 2018.
Wow. And that makes you the third best player in the state.
I think so.
It's pretty cool. But
pissed me off.
Yeah. So what time did that get out? What was your commute over here? Did you bike over? I guess so.
Well, I got out at 7:20.
Yeah.
I offered up my disc that they could play with,
mm-hmm.
But then I left earlier than everybody, so I felt kind of bad about that.
Yeah.
Left at 7:20, went home, made a tomato sandwich, and biked here.
I was just talking to Veronica about a tomato sandwich.
Really?
She's like, did you know that some people just eat a tomato sandwich as a meal? And I was like,
she needs to meet me.
Yeah, you'll never...
That's
never
like my favorite sandwich.
Yeah, with a little bit of salt.
Mayo, cheese, tomato, salt.
Cheese, okay. That's nice.
I do it sometimes.
Yeah.
If I want to appreciate the tomato, I won't do it.
Yeah.
But if I want...
Did you
like,
have a good
just,
tomato?
Yeah, they were very good. Leftovers from a dinner that Brian and I cooked recently.
What'd you make then?
Caprese. Actually, I didn't cook it.
Right.
I can't claim that.
Was this from the big
I didn't
Thursday
cook it at all.
Night? His
yeah.
cousin was over?
Exactly. Okay. They did everything.
Yeah. Nice.
I feel like I'm talking a lot. Am I on Molly?
I think you need a second to breathe. We should play some more music.
I'm manic.
This next song is one of your picks. This is Cherry Jerry Citrus by Hey Cowboy.
Good song.
I don't know it, so I'm about to.
Thank you. dirty old man. You do your thinking with a one-track mind. You keep talking about heaven glory, but on your face is a different story. Clean up your rap, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. I got something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. You slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game. Thank you.
That was Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter by Nina Simone.
That was funkier than a mosquito's tweeter.
Right? Whatever that means, it was. Yeah, I found that, like... Well, we were going to do the show last week, and then it didn't end up happening.
Yeah.
That was the first song that I threw on the playlist, because I found it, like, 2 weeks ago, and I've just been waiting to...
And you told me to not listen to it until this moment.
Which I appreciate, again, your discipline.
Yeah.
That's like when you put a marshmallow in front of a baby, and then you, like, leave the room or whatever.
Especially because, like, 2 days ago, I was getting kind of tired of the music that I was listening to.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to listen to it.
Yeah.
To get something new.
Well, there you go. The payoff.
And instead, I started listening to... Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter. And now that's in my head all the time.
I have not listened to it yet because I'm trying to be strong. But I will listen soon, I'm sure. In fact, that's up next. On
I almost added it because it's been stuck in my head all day. All
right, maybe we'll listen on the walk back.
You know, yeah, okay. Yeah, that works.
Cool.
What's next?
Up next is Plum by Widow's Peak.
This song is great.
Another one that I don't know.
I really enjoy it. And I played it for one Danny Steinberg a couple days ago, and they loved it.
Nice.
So.
Cool.
If you don't trust me, trust Danny. Danny.
Yeah, we always say that. All right, let's hear it.
Thank you. love song set us free. Too many people down, everything turning the wrong way round. And I don't know what love will be, but if we start dreaming now, God knows we never clear the clouds. And you've been so busy lately that you haven't found the time to open up your mind and watch the world spinning gently out of time. Sunshine on your face, send a computer now, gonna the future way out in space. And you've been so busy lately that you haven't found the time to open up your mind and watch the world spinning gently out of time.
Out of Time by Blur.
Guess the sound.
That'd be a good segment.
Lucy Millman.
Yeah.
Guess that sound.
If you said fidget spinner, you would be correct.
Whoa. Ding, ding, ding.
Found in the station. Don't worry. He didn't bring it here. He's not that manic.
But I might keep it.
Yeah. Pocket that. Pocket that. Got something really exciting coming up next. My good friend Hal Baum out in Los Angeles, California has released a new single. If you've been a listener of Oz and Ends over the last 2 years and change, you may have heard some of his other stuff, but he hasn't, he hadn't released something in, drumroll please, and if I get this wrong you can DM me, Hal, but I want to say 5 years.
Whoa, back on the map.
Yeah, this is his new single, I've Got It All Figured Out. Go check out the music video.
I'm so excited to hear this.
Shot by our friend Andres. Find it on YouTube, I guess. Yeah, these guys are awesome. Hal's the best.
Makes great music. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. You'll meet him one day, I'm sure.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
What if I freak out?
I don't know. Probably make him really uncomfortable.
Will he sign something for me?
I know him from scooping ice cream together.
Nice.
2 summers ago and the summer before that at Jenny's in Los Feliz, which he is now back at on the weekends, apparently.
Whoa,
picking
nice.
Up some cash.
That's
scooping
sick.
Some ice cream. If you're in the Los Feliz area, go pay him a visit.
Making people happy, one scoop at a time.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
is what it's all about.
As he says, he's got it all figured out. So, yeah. Without further ado, I think this is probably the first radio play. This came out just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's an honor and a privilege. Hal, wishing you the best. Let's check out I've Got It All Figured Out.
Well, I haven't had too much time lately to play my guitar. Been working the office and tending the bar. I spend my time making money, get my money on time. Then I spend it on food so I don't have to die. I've got it all figured out now. But was there ever any doubt about it? How about it? Check me out. Got a turkey sandwich in my bag.
My girlfriend made it for me.
On my lunch break, called my boss, playing hacky sack in the middle of the street. There's a turtle pond near where I work. Kids go there and they pick up the turtles. I think it's fine, I think that it's good. Good for the kids, maybe not for the turtles, but hey.
not like we love our freedom.
That was Help Me by Joni Mitchell. Incredible song.
That was really good.
And again, before that was I've Got It All Figured Out by Hal Baum. Go give his previous albums a listen. Love Songs for the Moon and Holding Hands Underwater. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Cool. You got something for us?
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. For free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org.
My first question is, isn't brown bagging consuming alcohol in a bag?
For sure.
And less so
conventionally,
bringing
yeah.
lunch to work or school?
Yeah, brown bag it.
Don't order food. Get wasted on the streets. Cool. Feed the pig?
Feedthepig.org.
Why?
I wonder if that website's still up.
I don't know. Should we check it out?
You should check it out. Nobody guessed what the sound was. So, bad on you, Lucy Millman.
Okay, it brought me to 360 degrees of financial literacy. What?
Okay.
But it rerouted me. I guess this domain was purchased.
Okay. They're not using feedthepig.org anymore.
Yeah, it just reroutes to a different... And there's no way that that was a financial thing. This seems like a separate effort by those organizers. Right?
What do you mean? This was a financial thing.
Oh, I guess it is. Yeah, you're right. I thought it was like a
food waste
thing.
If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high interest cards.
So they transitioned from Feed the Pig to 360 degrees of financial literacy. Much more palatable.
Here's my question. Do websites that aren't... It sounds like such a, like, horrible young person. Do websites that aren't, like, Google, Twitter, I don't know, New York Times, like, get any traffic? How many people are going to this website in a month?
I don't know.
Do you think over 10,000 people?
I just... Probably... Judging by the like visual appearance of this website, mm-hmm. probably not. But I wish there's probably a way to check that, right? There's probably
I
like a website.
How many hits does your website get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That might only be visible to the website owners. I don't know.
It's true.
So we should start a website and track it. Just like a super nothing burger website.
Sounds like if we sent the right emails, feedthepig.org could be available.
if we crowdfund enough money.
Yeah. Make them an offer
they
can't refuse.
Or get angel investors.
It'd be really funny to make an offer they can't refuse, even though they're a financial literacy company.
It's really good.
Cool. That's helpful. Yep. I was thinking about ordering in right now, but maybe I'll brown bag it. Okay. Cool. Up next in the playlist is that Blood Orange song, Uncle Ace. Do we want to hear that right now?
Yeah, sure. This is a fun song.
Cool. That's great.
Silent ones, I'm sure you know it's wrong. waiting for April's man.
shut your mouth, I really, really want you. But you won't deny it. Don't you wanna get a move on? Escapism so easily. But you don't have the money to be healthily getting out of here. Don't you wanna get a move on? Baby, don't you wanna get a move on?
That was Alessis, I think, is how you would say that. By McGee.
By McGee.
McG. MKG. Shout out to Gus Tringali for that.
Nice. Who's probably showed me sleeping that album so soundly right
so
now.
So soundly, yeah.
Comforted by the sounds of alpine
yeah
breezes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And birds.
In the most screwed up manner. It's actually not a manner. It's a... What is it? Oh god, what is it called? Priory.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
In priory.
In no manner at all.
Do you think anywhere is called a priory in the US? Or is that
no,
just it feels
only
like it can
in the
only
south of France.
Yeah.
We
need more priories.
Yeah. Cool.
What do we have next?
Well, we've got 12 minutes to fill.
Okay.
The next thing on the playlist.
Should we wax?
We do have about 12 minutes worth of music, probably a little more.
Okay.
Our options are Jessica Pratt, Simon and Garfunkel, more Joni Mitchell, or Fontaines D.C.
At this point, we might have to lose Fontaines D.C. and save it for a future episode, because
okay
those other three
yeah
I feel like will go well.
That would be a taste break.
Will go nicely.
What do you want to hear?
Oh, since I'm now thinking about it, I kind of want to hear April Come, She Will.
Cool. Let's do it.
This is the most beautiful song ever. I'll
yep
say it.
Yep.
That's probably not true. I'll take it back.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old. Of angels.
ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weep, but now they only block the sun. There ain't any snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy comes real. I've looked at love that weeps, but now it's just another show. You leave 'em laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now. Life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
Both Sides Now, more Joni Mitchell.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah. You're welcome, Dad. The thing that happened is that we got polarly opposite texts from our fathers about liking this song.
That says something.
It really does.
We're
and the fact that they're both Peter.
They are in the spectrum of Peters.
As far away on this particular...
One hates Joni Mitchell, yeah. One loves Joni Mitchell, and that says it all.
Yeah. Also another shout out to Danny. Showed me this song a couple weeks ago.
They're getting all the shout outs today.
They deserve it. Hope they're doing well. They're in Copenhagen forever.
Kubenhaven.
Yeah,
how they pronounced it.
I think we should do a reading of the albatross sandwich riddle. They told the most incomprehensible riddle that...
Which also wasn't a riddle.
No, it wasn't.
It was just a story.
Anyway.
Is it crazy to now play Starburster by Fontaine's DC?
I don't care about the Jessica Pratt song.
It would take us out on an insane note, but now that I know my parents are listening, I kind of want to subject them to this.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'd love to hear it too. And I'm sure Charlie Marcus would like to hear it if he's listening.
Epic.
Cool. This is a great first show back. Looking forward to the summer.
Yeah.
Excited to do this every or at least most Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say every.
We'll try.
Will you ever be working on a Monday?
Never.
Those are your days off, right?
Those are my
Sunday,
days off.
Monday.
It's just if I...
Cool.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll be around.
Sweet.
I'll always be a little late because I'll be coming from Frisbee.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'll get my first song in.
Yeah.
And then you'll sprint up the stairs, be out of breath, and start tweaking on air. Well, this has been Odds and Ends. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We're glad to be back. We'll be with you all summer. And let's hear Starburster by... Do you think it's French? Do you think it's Fontaine? Or Fontaines?
Would that be French?
Yeah, because you wouldn't say the S.
Fontaine de...
Fontaine?
Or how do you say DC?
I don't care.
Okay.
Shot in the dark, I wanna make a mark, I wanna live the